Hello, and welcome to the Education Connection, the podcast where we dive deep into education, creativity, and inspiring our young learners. Before we begin our podcast session today, I want to let you know one of my passions is teaching Bible stories to children, especially those between the ages of 5 and 9. As a Sunday school teacher for over 32 years and someone with a Teachers Pay Teacher store, I have also taught in public school for 19 years. I've developed a curriculum that not only teaches scripture, but makes it come alive through activities, crafts, and hands-on learning. If you're interested, check my show notes for more information. Before we get started, I do want to look at the elephant in the room, which is my voice today. I came down with a cold or allergies or something, whatever crud is going on around us, and I have caught it, and I felt kind of bad Thursday and Friday, but I feel so much better today, but my voice has not returned. So I do apologize that you have to sit through this. And if you do, kudos to you for putting up with my voice today. I'm Robin Wilson, and today I'm diving into a topic that's both fun and educational for our little learners. Today, I am going to be talking about classroom jobs that you can do with your students, and I want to pull those up. I actually have 48 jobs, and I do many of these with my first graders. And as I go through them, if you're interested in the list, I do have this in my Teachers Pay Teacher store for free, just the list that you can go through. It's called Jobs for the Elementary Classroom, but I'm just going to start right in. Number one, you can have a door greeter. He answers the doors and greets all visitors. Now, we are currently, since so many terrible shootings have happened in the school, and of course, my heart goes out to so many of those. It has been a fear for me personally and for many of my teacher friends. And our school now requires that our doors be shut all the time. And so I don't have a student open the door at first grade anymore. But if your situation is a little different, you could have a student open the door. Now, if you can see through the door and the student recognizes the principal or somebody that you know that is safe, you're going to have to use at your discretion. So we have an adult answer our door, but we do have a greeter once they come in. They greet the visitor that's coming in the room. We also have bathroom doors, and sometimes the students will forget to shut those closet doors on the side of our classroom. So my door greeter also goes and shuts those real quickly. Sometimes if I'm in the middle of teaching, I'm just like, student, go over, and I call them by name, of course. And I'm like, go shut the doors for us, please. And they love doing that job. They also hold the door when we go somewhere because when we're leaving, the door does not automatically hang open. It shuts automatically. So they stand there and hold the door for the classroom to go through. And they really do love this job. Number two, a breakfast manager. Two or three people could do this. They come into the classroom early. I've had them do this some years where they come in the classroom early and get breakfast set up. But actually this year I'm having them come in at the same time. By the time the students are getting their backpacks put away, my breakfast manager gets the breakfast set up and opened up. We have these cubes that are lined, and they're safe for keeping things cold. And so they get those unzipped and opened up for the students to be able to just get in them like buffet style. They also put these, close these up, zip these back up, and put them out into the hallway for other students to come and get. We have second graders that come down to our classroom and pick up our cubes, our breakfast cubes. They're just like oversized cubes that carry our breakfast. Number three, you could have a lunch waiter or a waitress, two or three students. This makes sure all students have chosen their lunch in the morning. They might reset the names or the magnets after lunch for the next day. So if you have a station set up to where boys and girls choose their lunch. This child or children can be over that. They read the lunch choices and they call out the lunch choices. And so it might sound something like this. Choice number one is chicken nuggets. Choice number two is chicken patty. Choice number three is yogurt. And I always have a child or a couple of children that can read in the first grade when they come in. And so I try to just wait patiently till I find that student, and then they become my lunch manager. Now, just depending on the form and how difficult it might be in the beginning, I would have to have my assistant fill out the lunch form that needs to be delivered to the cafeteria. But maybe second half of the year, a student could actually fill out the lunch form. So again, this is just depends on the grade level that you teach. We have folders, communication folders that go home every day, and I used to have a folder manager. They collected the folders from all the students and put them in number order. They pulled homework from the folders and placed it in a bin, and then if students had a missing folder, they went and asked them for that. Recent years, I've made it a little bit easier. Everybody manages their own folder, but like I said, it just depends on you and your grade, and I change jobs yearly just depending on my students' abilities to be able to do this. But right now, my students come in and they take the things out of their folder that I need, put it on my desk, and then they put their own folder away. A homework manager. So this student collects homework that can be turned in. So if the students put all their work together, they can put these in number order, not at the beginning of first grade, but this is something that they might could do towards the end of the year if they put them in number order, maybe the second half of the year. Again, this year is a little bit different for me. We are not sending homework home, so we don't have a homework manager this year, but it is a job that you can have someone do if you send home homework. File folder clerk. So place the empty folders in mailboxes to go home. And another student can check to see if they were put in correctly. They can just kind of help them, go behind them, make sure it was done correctly. Teacher's mailbox. So in our school, we have a teacher's mailbox area. A student can be appointed to go down to the teacher's mailbox and pick up everything that is in that teacher's mailbox and place it on her desk. He or she might also go to the secretary and get paperwork from them. If you get a call from the office that needs to be picked, something needs to be picked up in the office. Number eight, a paper passer outer, or you might call it paper express. They pass out papers as needed, or materials for crafts. So later on, I also have a craft express. So that's just something that you could have the same student do. But if you have lots of students in your class, you can divide that up. A bathroom monitor. So this student might go in and check the bathroom. If you hear somebody being silly in the girls' bathroom, you could ask your bathroom monitor. Just go remind them that your teacher has asked them to come on out and be ready to learn. So a girl for the girls' bathroom monitor and a boy for the boys. They can also go in after maybe a couple times a day and see if there's any messes, and then just inform you of those messes. They're just kind of keeping everything on the up and up. You could have a phone receptionist. And like I said, in years past, I've had a phone receptionist. They answer the phone, and so you teach them. You might say, "This is Mrs. Wilson's room, first grade," and then the secretary, if she can pass that information to a student. If not, she'll say, "Can I speak with Mrs. Wilson?" But they answer the phone. If they can, they take notes, but a lot of times they will come sit back down and I'll say, "Was that something I needed to do?" And they'll say, "Yes, student Sally," I'm making this name up, "Sally needs to go to the nurse." And then we send Sally to the nurse, but it keeps me up front and teaching. It is a little distraction, but it's not as much as me walking over to answer the phone, talking on the phone, coming back while students are all staring, or getting distracted, as you know how that can be when a teacher walks away. And then, of course, they get the teacher if it is necessary. But sometimes they go straight to the student and say, student, can you go to the office? They need you for into the nurse's station. All right, moving on to number 11. This is a math station manager. So when you have your math stations, they're going to make sure the materials are ready to go as directed by the teacher. Now, I like to come in on Monday morning and make sure all the materials are set in order. But sometimes students, after they have finished with a math group, they have maybe left the crayons on the floor or left some, you know, materials out on the desk. And the math student would just go over and check and make sure everything was put away. It's just a quick walk around. And they might tell the group, they might say, red group, you left some things out. And then, of course, the red group would need to go back and put those away so that that station manager is not doing so much work. Again, the same thing with the reading station manager. That's job number 12. They're going to make sure materials are ready to go and put away as directed by the teacher. Number 13, a class nurse. This student has a very caring and loving nature, and they're going to assist students to the school nurse if necessary. They're going to also, if a student needs help with a Band-Aid, and you feel, you know, there's just some students that are just old souls, as I call it, and they're very mothering and they're very helpful. I don't have one of these every year, but you know, you can almost think of the kiddos in your class who would be good at this. They're going to use hand sanitizer first, and so you do have to train each group, each station. This is something that you would start with at the very beginning of the year, but it's not too late to start if you want to, but just train them, show them where the Band-Aids are for students, and assist when no blood is present. Of course, if blood is present, they would need to come and get you, and then the teacher is not even to handle blood in our classroom, but the teacher can assist to get them to the nurse as quickly as possible. But the student can put Vaseline on a cotton tip for chapped lips for students. This happens generally in January and February, where they're helping with this kinds of things. Or if there's something that the teacher needs to assist with, they can come and get her. They can also give a pep talk and pat on the shoulder as needed to an ailing student. Number 21, a crafts manager. I think I talked about this one earlier, but they're going to be one that passes out glue, construction paper. You can combine this with your paper one. So some years I've had 25, 26 students. This year I only have 16 students. And so I have combined some of these. Many of my students have two jobs. Each job independently is separately is not a whole lot. So it just gives everybody a place in the room to feel like they are needed. But you could have a number 22, a lost materials manager. So I can't find my scissors. Well, this student's going to get up out of their seat. They're going to go help dig through the desk and find the lost scissors. Or I can't find my paper. Or, you know, we're doing a craft and I've lost my arm. That not my personal arm, but the arm on the craft. Say if we were doing a paper puppet or something. They can look on the floor and help them find that. Sometimes just a second pair of eyes helps them find that. And they also know where supplies are kept to get an extra pencil, extra scissors, glue stick, so the teacher can continue working in her small group or teaching in whole group. They know to look in the desk or the obvious area on the floor before getting new. You could have a drinking fountain monitor. Now, we do have drinks on our desk this year. We have water bottles on our desk this year, but if you're still, and we still do because we have students that forget their water bottles, but they stand by the drinking fountain and they say, 1, 2, 3, that's enough for me. They might report a behavior to me or gently remind a student, you should be standing there And so you would have to teach how to say that as well. Of course, a teacher is nearby, but she is observing and kind of overseeing the whole classroom as this is going on. Number 24, a desk manager. They might scan the desk at the beginning, middle, or end of the day for tidiness. They might pass out wipes, or they might clean desks at the end of the day. Maybe they can even ask a couple of students to help clean. Number 25, a head custodian. They're going to check overall look and tidiness of the room. And they can contact or check in with your classroom librarian, your floor manager, your desk manager, and call them back to maybe fix an area or two that needs assistance. So I actually have 48 jobs, but this is 25, and my voice is starting to give out a little bit more, but I didn't want to leave you hanging. My goal is to continue to do the podcast to the best of my abilities, and I just didn't want to skip a week. But next week, I'll continue on with 26 through 48. And I just wanted to thank you so much for continuing to follow along. Let me give you another reminder here at the end. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the Education Connection wherever you get your podcast. And if you have ideas or success stories, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on any of my social platforms. Until next time, keep the learning fun and the love for first grade growing. Now, I know I have a consistent audience that is logging on every week. I see you, and I'm so happy that you have continued to follow me. If there is one of the podcasts that have stood out to you, or if there's something you want to hear more about, please reach out to me on any of my socials. I'll be checking those to help you grow and learn even more. So have a wonderful week and happy teaching.